And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the position. We're only about 60 kilometers from base, 3 from the mountains of inaccessibility, and we are in no immediate danger.
But how long, Captain?
As I said earlier, I've no reason to believe we won't be located quite soon.
Shouldn't someone be on the bridge by the radio?
Now, I've boosted reception. We'll hear any incoming signal throughout the ship, and they can hear us from in here.
What do we do in the meantime?
Well, we are very fortunate to have Commodore Hanstein aboard. As you probably know, he's the most traveled Earthman in history.
And I don't intend staying still for long here.
Perhaps, Commodore, you can suggest ways we can pass the time.
All right, Captain. Do we have any books on board?
Do we?
There's one. Would you mind passing it up, please? And another. Oh, fine. We seem to have an overkill of the official tourist handout. Now, what's this one about?
Oh, I'm afraid it's only a little jaunt through history.
The orange and the apple.
It's absolute rubbish.
We're not looking for heavy literature. The orange and the apple. The truth of the romance between Nell Gwyn and Sir Isaac Newton. It sounds juicy.
It was written by a promiscuous schoolgirl on Mars.
Thank you, Miss Morley. I know this one. Shane, good old-fashioned Western. Well, that's a start. Later on, we could have some volunteer readers, Captain.
Good idea. Well, that's our entertainment taken care of. Are there any more questions?
I noticed there was a spacesuit in the airlock. Well, couldn't someone swim up to the surface? Then the search party would know where we were immediately.
Sorry, Miss Morley, but it would be like swimming in sand. You'd be absolutely blind. How would the person know which was up or down? How could he close the outer door after him? The dust would just flood in.
If there are no more questions, why don't we all introduce ourselves? I'll go around the ship, and perhaps you'll give your name, occupation, and hometown.